My name is John Manise. My qualifications for being here, among others, I've been an active alum of this university for 47 years. I'm a past president of the Illini Club of Chicago, and I would also say that we recently passed a resolution supporting the chief, and that will, if you haven't received it yet, you will be receiving it. We have over 100,000 members in the Chicago area. I'm also a past president of the Dads Association, currently a director of the Mechanical Engineering Alumni Group. And I would like to start by telling you all that my European ancestors came to North America before the United States was a country, almost 300 years ago. My Native American ancestors from the Powhatan tribe were here hundreds, if not thousands, of years before that. And I am proud of both of these ancestral groups. Illini WEC, as I haven't been here for all these talks, so this may have been discussed before, but as my grandmother used to tell me when she repeated a story, it won't hurt you to hear it again. Illini WEC was the name of a loose confederation of Algonquin tribes. Early French explorers changed the spelling of the word at the end to O-I-S, or else this would be the state of Illini WEC, and this would be the University of Illini WEC. With that bit of history, regardless of what else has been said here today, the chief is not only a symbol of this university, but he's also a symbol of our state. The chief is a symbol by which, by definition, is something that represents something else by association. Like our flag is a symbol of our country, and the lion is a symbol of courage. The chief is also a tradition, which is defined as the passing down elements of a culture from generation to generation, a time-honored practice. Like the world celebrates Christ's birthday as a tradition, or like we all welcomed in the new year and the new millennium 3.5 months ago. And like we celebrate the 4th of July in this country as the birth of our nation. The chief is not a caricature, as he has been characterized, but a very dignified and respectful portrayal of the American Indian. The current regalia was presented by Chief Frank Foolscrow, a Sioux elder, during halftime at the Illinois Pitt game on September 25th, 1982, and was the chief's own personal regalia. And he was honored and proud that so many people would get to see it. In closing, I think I can best sum up by quoting a 1994 letter to the Chicago Tribune by Mr. S. Neil Berger, chairman of the Ethnic Minority Council of America, wherein he said, "Chief Illini WEC is a benefit to our multiracial and diverse society and a strong reminder of our history and should continue as a positive symbol of the Native American heritage that every Illinois citizen shares." We have 10 mascots in the Big Ten and we have one symbol. He's 74 years old. Let's keep the chief.